When I was in my early 20s, I was at a pivotal moment in my life, leaving behind a belief system and a way of seeing the world that no longer served me. At the core of my explorations during that time was cinema. I remember going to our local art house theater in 2008 to see a little movie called Short Bus, and it was a life-changing experience for me and for some of the people closest to me. One of its stars was Suk Yeon Lee, whose new film explores many of the same themes that have defined her life and work. Paying for It is an indie comedy based on the graphic novel of the same name by Chester Brown. The film follows Brown's real-life experience after he and Sonny, a fictionalized stand-in for Lee, break up, and Chester finds himself lonely and struggling to connect with new people. He begins visiting professionals, and what follows is a series of heartbreaks and heartwarming moments that are as honest as they are human. The film is funny and sad in equal measure. It doesn't shy away from the complexities of its characters, their goodness and their faults, and though its subject matter is often considered taboo or immoral, it never judges. It treats everyone on screen as a person worthy of love and dignity. I sat down with director Suk Yeon Lee to ask how she came to make this film, and what it was like bringing so much of her own personal story to the screen.
You know, his book came out some years later. Naturally, we had never broken up, but we had drifted romantically apart. Our relationship was no longer romantic, albeit we have always maintained he's still my best friend. And, you know, we're very close. When the book came out, I was astonished. You know, again, it was yet another contribution to a group of books that were so incredible. Because why it was incredible was he documented what he saw. And what he saw was a terrible lack of rights for sex workers that put them in harm's way. And, you know, of the most vulnerable people, among the most vulnerable, they had no rights. And so, and he drew parallels to the struggle for queer liberation, which I found very interesting. So to me, it was like had everything to do with human rights and an extension to so many rights that are very, very important that we've made some progress. And now in this day and age, 2026, we're now making regressions. And so it is a continual fight.
Before she took on the film, Brown was approached by many different filmmakers to adapt the story, but he was hesitant.
Because he wasn't sure how they would, incarnate it, with whether or not they would stay true to what he wanted, or he really didn't want to turn it into, you know, a frat boy romance type thing, comedy. So it was really important that it just was delivered into the world in the right manner. So at first I thought this is going to be easy. There is his beautifully drawn comic. This is like I thought it was like a storyboard. And literally the first draft of the script I transcribed, you know, verbatim, his comic, and Chester and I looked at each other and were like, wow, this is terrible. Because a comic is not a movie. You know, his was very episodic. It's very intellectual. It was very dry. He has a very different kind of like aesthetic than mine. So it really took a long time to kind of adapt it as a screenplay. It took the better part of a decade for me to unlock how to do it. And it was only in the realization that I had to extend the canvas beyond his graphic novel to include a bunch of stuff that wasn't in his book that had to do with our life together. I was like, Chester, do you mind if I add this? Because the whole time he was doing that and I was dating, we were still living in this tiny 11-foot wide row house in Toronto, navigating our separate choices. And, you know, that search for sex, love, and connection is a very difficult one both of us found.
A pretty typical question I asked in a lot of these interviews is asking the filmmakers what they hope people take away from the film. And I was feeling hesitant to ask that this time, but I'm glad I did because I really love this response.
It's a tender-hearted film, and I wish for people to feel the tenderness in their heart and their vulnerability and just like go out and kind of like feel like embrace. I'm always hesitant to say what I want because I really think that, you know, some people won't feel an embrace. They'll storm out in the middle of it. And some people will not get it. But I hope that people feel less alone and maybe a bit of a nice feeling inside of them.
Paying for It is now available on Blu-ray from Vinegar Syndrome. For KIOS, I'm Joshua LeBure.